Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Merry greetings once again from the news desk at the North Pole. I'm L. Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. Santa Claus continues to make great time in Sector 1, with Port Vila being the latest major city to report his visits. Meanwhile, the tracking of Santa has gone to a different level this year. Joining us from an undisclosed island location in the deep South Pacific is professional tracker elf Petey LaCroix. Petey, have you ever been in the South Pacific before?
Negative. This place has bugs the size of horses here, Frank. You can put a saddle on them.
Have you seen Santa where you are?
Yep, and where I'm packing up and moving on to Sector 2, hoping to catch him again. Or one for one, Frank.
Petey, this seems to be a new strategy. You're usually parked in one location. Why is it so different this year?
I had to get Santa to approve this, and it'll be a long day. But our purpose as professional trackers is to get Santa Claus in action. We're not out here to help Santa, but to help those elves who build his sleighs to make them faster and safer and more efficient. So we have to catch Santa in flight. That's the whole idea. Some years they put me in places where the weather doesn't allow me to do my job, so we wanted to try this approach of moving along with Santa in a way that improves our chances.
So where are you headed in Sector 2?
I'm hoping to catch up with Santa over some mountains in Pakistan or India somewhere, Frank.
Okay, Petey, but you better hurry, because Santa will be in those areas before we know it. From the North Pole, where keeping up with Santa is a thing we practice year-round, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.